In It for the Kicks, back in my day.
On last week's show, we delved into the world of Electroclash, when in the mid-2000s, Greg was smashing it up and down the country, all the while holding down a DJ residency at a nightclub called Code in Auckland, playing the scrambled noise of techno breaks and electro. One of the bigger musical success stories in that venue at the time came from a local young producer, Luke Walker, who sequenced up a beauty of a track with a mate, Loki. The track was called Seamrider. It became one of the club's anthems. And with the help of the man next to me, it was signed to Gung Ho Records out of the UK. We got Luke Walker on the phone to tell us all about it.
Okay, it was 2005, and I was 19 at the time, and I had a studio in the garage at my mum's house, and I'd been making some tracks for a year or so there, and I was working with Loki at the time, and I played him a rough demo of this track. And I didn't know if it was actually going to be any good at that time, but he loved it, and so he helped me take it from the demo, and we made a finished track, and the day that we finished it was actually the day of Greg's and Angela's show on BFM at the time, and he took it up there, and they just played it straight away, actually, which was pretty cool. And then people started, you know, it slowly got out to some of the other DJs, and Greg and Angela were really hammering it, and people just loved it. Became a bit of a Code anthem, I guess. And Loki and I were playing there as well, so we were playing it too. And everywhere we played it, just got a really massive reaction. So kind of thought we might have something. And so Greg then sent it off to the UK to a guy called Matt Stewart, who at the time was our label manager at Underwater, and I'd actually signed another record through him to Underwater, which was Alias. Underwater was sort of on the wane at the time, and he decided he was going to start his own label, Gung Ho Recordings, and he picked up Seamrider. So because I had the record coming out with Underwater as well, I couldn't use my real name, Luke Walker, because they wanted an alias just to stop confusion, because they were going to come out about the same time. And so I flipped it to Low Walk, and obviously because Loki has worked on it with me, we put it out together, and it came out on vinyl and digital in 2006, I think. And that was my first actual vinyl record that came out, and it was a couple of weeks before the one on Underwater Alias. So after putting that record out, I mean, a vinyl release instantly gives you a bit more kudos, and I started to get booked around the country, playing Dunedin and Christchurch and Tauranga, and played a lot more in Auckland, and then did my first tour with Loki of Australia, where we played the Empire Hotel in Brisbane and a club called Moulin Rouge in Sydney. So that was pretty bit of an eye-opener for someone who'd only just started DJing 1 year before, and it was a lot of fun.